Moonlight in Old St. Augustine by George E. Merrick. By pitted walls of ancient rose, poinsettias glow the night noon shows, and purple petals, sifting fall, upon the faded crumbling wall, as if with vivid youthful glows to still enliven time-worn rose. Aladdin built, Alhambra towered in, Granada's wealth transferred by gin, rears domes as for a con arose, apart from dazzling garish grounds, rich jeweled round in elfish glows, as shadows flee, shrink wiser mounds, where shrouded San Sebastian seems a mystic flow of long-gone dreams. Rustling tongues, and far deep-voiced roar, speak here a strangely foreign lore, and here on walls of ancient rose the soft transforming moonlight flows. A wiser glow that stirs, yet calms, an older speech sighs through the palms. Below, by crumbling faded wall, old spirits stir and hush and call. Gaunt, gnarled oaks in dreaming breeze cast living, reminiscent frieze. O'er dungeoned dour coquina maze, shadows tread accustomed ways, and moated towers yield whispered moan, faint rasping clank as steel on stone, the ponderous thud of oaken bale, despairing, deep entombed wail. The flood tide flows above white bars, where shadows move of ghostly spars. Up from the channel's reedy growth comes mellow echoed Latin oath, and halyards rattle far away where daylight shows a crumbled quay. O'er Anastasia's shifting dunes, the ever-searching sea wind croons, unwilling tool of olden knaves, whom, hopeful still, seek treasure graves. Responsive sedge yield soughing tunes. The miser cedars clutch doubloons. The bougainvillea petals fall on dim remembered trysting wall. Their purple sows the pitted walls of ancient rose. Faintly falls through scented haze undying echoes of dead, forgotten roundelays. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.